Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today at my new time and channel. Remember to tell your friends about it. They can come and see me too. As a matter of fact, if you know you'd like to help support the show a little bit more, and you hear me talking about a topic that you think that they might be interested in, share it, forward it. Let's get the word out. Thank you. And my name is Shirley. I am a clinical hypnotherapist here in Southern California, and I have been a rainbow and glitter girl for so long. I've been going way back on that one. My specialty is actually working with the LGBTQIA, BDSM, kink communities, anything like that. And I wouldn't want it any other way. This is me. This is what I do. So let's have fun with it. I hope that we get to have a little fun, maybe get a little inspiration, bring a smile to your face and a giggle to your heart. Okay, so by now, if you've been following me, you know how we get this show going. So, only in a safe place. You know how the safe place thing goes. I want you to take a deep breath. Hold it. And breathe out a smile. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can feel it. Now, for part two. If you're already in that safe place, we might as well keep going. So, you know how this one goes too. So, wiggle your toes, in the shoes, out of the shoes, around the shoes. I don't care. Wiggle those toes. Now, I want you to wiggle your butt. Wiggle, jiggle, squeeze it in, do whatever you need to do. I have never seen somebody be able to do the wiggle your butt without a smile on their face. I'm sure you can't either. And then I want you to just take another one of those fabulous deep cleansing breaths. And then as you exhale, I want you to say as loud and proud as you can, I got this. Or it's going to be okay. No big deal. Just some sort, short affirmation that keeps you going. You know? Inspires your day, inspires your hour, you know, just that one thing that you can tell yourself that pushes you right along. If I'm in a really safe place or I don't really care where I'm at, and as long as it is a safe place, but I don't care whether I'm inside, outside, wherever I'm at, if I've got that extra time, I am rolling my neck too. Oh, can you feel that? You have now loosened up your ankles, legs, bottom, you know, that whole hips and torso. Oh, yeah. Then you got your shoulders and your neck and your head, and you are ready, or at least ready for the next hour. Always keep these in mind. Breathing is always important, as you know. Not just regular breathing, but actually cleansing breathing is fabulous. All right, here we go. To keep this show going, I also have a Patreon account with some great swag in it. And I'd like to thank the Bambit app that has a great special going on right now for new clients for me. And Tamiza's Treats, which their support is incredible. And so are Tamiza's Treats are pretty incredible too. So, help them out, help me out, keep the show going. So now we're going to get started with the today. So good afternoon, my lovelies. As we know, you know, the longer this pandemic goes on, people are wondering how to handle this new normal. And I have to tell you, I hate to say the phrase new normal. This is not normal. But as it turns out, this is how we're handling things. So, you know, whether you're living your life as close to the way as it was before all of this, or you're hanging out in your house and you're barely leaving, having everything delivered, the one thing as a whole I seem to see more than anything else is people dealing with anxiety. And anxiety has so many things that go with it. Not everybody's anxiety is the same. This week on her podcast, Michelle Obama actually admitted and told the world that she's dealing with, you know, what she calls, you know, low grade anxiety. And I did some checking, although you don't really need to check, but there have been a lot of celebrities or people of, you know, influence that have also come out and stated, so they do it, we do it. It's not something that you're dealing with alone. You know, it's important at this time to know that, you know, people are speaking out about this, how they handle it, that they've had to get some attention. And by attention, I mean help. Yeah, so that is important right now, because anybody that might have that celebrity or influence, you know, to hear them talk and to hear them tell you that, you know, they're dealing just like you. And the more people disappear, come on, you know, because we need to discuss mental health. We, as a people, as a country, do not discuss mental health. And when you're talking about anxiety, which we're talking about anxiety, there are levels. There are many, many levels. So when we talk about anxiety and its levels, this is an easy breakdown. This is not an intensive breakdown. This is not a million, you know, you can break down anxiety and just keep breaking it out into subcategories and subcategories. So I'm just going to kind of easy, medium, hard, and know that you could fit into one of these categories or none of these categories. That's why, as we get going, it entails the idea of, you know, seeing a practitioner that can help you. So when we talk about anxiety, my easy breakdown is that for low grade anxiety, like Mrs. Obama talked about, you know, these are things that people are kind of handling on their own. And I mean, they're going out for walks, they're doing some meditations, they're, you know, when they feel it start to come, they go into let me take care of it mode. They know the triggers, and so, you know, they start working with it and dealing with it in their own special way, whether they've actually talked to a professional or even if you just get tips off of YouTube. You know, if you're just kind of feeling that anxiety that happens, you know, then it's not huge, but you know, learn how to work your way out of it. Now, for medium anxiety, as it is, you might want to see, you know, that practitioner or doctor to help you. If you feel that the anxiety is stronger than you can handle by yourself. And if you do go to a practitioner, sometimes they may give you other de-stressing exercises. They might prescribe a low type of antidepressant that you only take when you kind of start feeling it coming on. And then when things sort of slow down a little bit, or you feel like you have it more under control, most people actually get off of those and, you know, just kind of wean yourself off and you don't need them anymore. It's not like it's a lifetime of having to take these. I know many people that just take, you know, their little antidepressant when they kind of start to feel it on, and they may only take like a half of whatever they've been prescribed, just to kind of help them over the bump. And this is fine. It's normal. It's nothing you have to be ashamed about, but it is a help if you do need that. And that is something that you would actually have to go see a actual doctor, psychologist, or actually psychiatrist, you know, anybody that can prescribe medication. And that's a state licensed person, which unfortunately, as a hypnotherapist, we aren't licensed in the state of California, as scary as that is. So, you know, we don't have that. We can't do that. Just letting you know, we don't diagnose and we can't write prescriptions. We help, but we never say that we cure. That's just a side note. You know, don't want anybody going, oh, can you do it? And in some states, therapists are licensed. Check your state. And I don't know how that works with them in prescriptions per se, but I know that, you know, in some states, every state is different when it comes to chemotherapy, but some states are licensed and some are not. Now, if you're having major anxiety to the point of panic attacks, I mean, you feel it coming and you know exactly where it's going. These are the times that, whether it's been building up or whether it's just boom, there it is, you need to see somebody about this. You need to see somebody professional about this. I would love to tell you that just deep breathing can take care of it. Or if you're starting to feel that come on, you know, just go take a walk. You'll feel fine. Sometimes, you know, we have to go a little deeper. And that's okay. Listen again. That's okay. You know, you and that doctor come up with a program that works best for you. You know, maybe it's a combination of things. You know, as a hypnotherapist, I can also work with and love to work with doctors. This way, we also work as a team, because maybe you need a little bit of what they do and a whole lot of what I do. So, you know, think out of the box on how to handle your anxiety. Many of these celebrities that I mentioned earlier have talked about, you know, taking the next step and going to see doctors, you know, going to get a little bit of help. The nice thing about online now is you can just do what's called a telehealth. And, you know, but if you're at that low or part of your medium people, you can go and look it up and you can find meetup groups that just meet online right now, Facebook groups, different groups that maybe have interests that you have, or maybe you're looking up an anxiety support group, a stress support group. There are people out there that feel the exact same way you do. You aren't alone. You are not the only one that feels the exact way you are. But, you know, do what's best for you. You know, you're not a cookie cutter. You know, you are not that cookie. Every person I see, every person a doctor sees, anybody else sees, you're different. Everybody's different. 20 people can come to me with anxiety and I will handle each of them differently. Because the important thing is to know that although you may feel the same way some of these people feel, you may handle it totally different. That's okay too. You know, sometimes you get into these support groups and, you know, you'll either listen to them talk or you'll read what they're writing, depending on what kind of group it is. And you will have that aha moment. And you realize, oh, geez, somebody feels like I do. Somebody actually feels like I do. And that gives you a sense of, I hate to say normal, that gives you that sense of almost content or relief. And, you know, with me, whenever I could, you know, look it up and I would look up different things and I would see that somebody had the same symptom I did or somebody was feeling the way I did. Oh, just to know that I wasn't some outlier that feels this way. So that's so important. You know, and if somebody comes to you and asks you if you could listen to them, you know, they come to you about their feelings. Be honored. This person, you know, thinks of you as so important in their life that they are trusting you with feelings. They're trusting you with what they're doing. They're trusting you. And that is an honor. You know, you go with it and don't judge them. Don't. You know, you're just there as a great big ear. Let them talk to you. Let them vent. Let them scream. Let them cry. And, you know, don't put you into it. You'll have a time later on, but when a person's telling you how they feel and they're breaking down and everything, you know, be a shoulder. You know, just listen, nod, don't give your opinion unless they ask for it. But know that this is a conversation between the two of you, also not to be shared. But, you know, feel that. And you may later on come back to that person and switch places. And you can say, now, can you listen to me talk about this? You know, we have friends. If you have friends out there that you can talk to. But remember, I will tell you, it's so important for you to stay safe. Safe. You know, only go to people that you trust. And you probably shouldn't have to say it, but if what you're telling them is kind of confidential or you just don't want everybody to know, then either pick that person wisely, because we know that we all have people in our lives that say, of course I would keep your secret. And then as soon as you're done, you know, they Facebook it or they go through that phone tree and just let everybody know. So if you want whatever you're telling that person to be secret, don't tell the person, you know, don't tell someone that's going to tell the world. So, you know, pick your pseudo ears gently. If you're the person that the person comes to feel honored and know that they're trusting you. So whatever they say, keep it to yourself. Okay, I'll get off of that. But right now, you know, we're dealing with such new things in our lives. You know, we're standing in line to get into stores. We're making masks and wearing those as a daily routine. You know, are you sending your kids back to school or not? We have a million decisions to make a day. We had hundreds of decisions to make before, but, you know, it's almost like you need to take all your little stresses and basically do an abbreviated pros cons. We've all done the pros and cons. Put pros on one side, cons on the other side, you know, and figure out to make your decision. Well, in this case, you know, go anxiety, how to handle. So maybe you know that you have to work from home. So if you have to work from home, how's the best way to handle that? I know that one for a fact, that, you know, we're working at home, and those of you that are also working from home, it's harder than you think. But, you know, how is the best way to handle it? If, you know, all of a sudden you find out that you're homeschooling for a little while longer. Okay, that's a huge stressor. How are we going to handle that? You know, when you go to a store, add in know in advance that you may have to stand in line to get in because of the way they're, you know, only letting so many people in at a time. Know that lines may be longer. And put this into your day. Don't, you know, give yourself this much time to get into a store if every time that you have gone, you've had to stand in line. So give yourself more time. And that's the easiest way to handle that stress. You know, like I said, are you sending your kids back to school or are you homeschooling? Or are you half and half? If you're working from home and your kids are learning from home, that's a whole nother schedule. And this is something that before it gets out of control, make your list. Sit down with kids and go, okay, when do you need to be, if they're old enough for you to talk to them about this, you know, when do you need to be at school on your online classes? And what do you need to do that? And then, you know, when you have to work and you have to do things. So as long as we all know who's doing what when, then before it got out of control, you had a schedule. Some of these things that cause us stress, we have no control over. Absolutely no control over. We don't know what our state officials are going to do from minute to minute about this. So what I'm saying is the things that you can get under control, do that. You know, make up a schedule. Have a big calendar. Have one of those gigantic wall calendars that maybe even has times on it along with dates, and mark on it, you know, every Tuesday you have to do this, every Wednesday, da da da. And, you know, that's something that everybody sees every day. So they can't go, oh, I forgot. Nope, it's right there. And you've worked it out. You've talked about it as a family. Takes a little pressure off of you. These are things that you can control. You know, add some extra time to your training. you know, or your timing, or if you have to go to a store, or if you, you know, just little stuff to make your life less stressful. One of the things that I do is when I do go out, I write my list of everywhere I need to go. And then I think about where the stores are. And I make a loop. I mean, I figure out which place is closer to where I live and what's the farthest apart. I go out to the farthest first and follow, you know, just hit all the stores or wherever I need to go, you know, and just follow everything right back to where I'm at. I've made a circle and I've completed everything. I have saved myself some time. I'm not running back and forth. You know, and it really does help instead of driving back and forth, because the more you have to drive back and forth, the more time that you feel like you're wasting, and you know how that starts to tumble. You know, having those stressful feelings during a stressful time, you know, is fine. You're allowed to have bad days. You know that? You don't have to be perfect and you don't have to be invincible. Think about it. Everybody's stressed. What makes you, you know, feel like you can't be? As I was informed last night, the fact that you are not in control of things is only a newsflash to you. Yes, the person I was talking to was trying to make a point. And it was a smart point because I'm one of those people that always feels like, you know, they need to be in control of things. And there are so many of us out there, it's unbelievable. We have to be in control. We have to know where things are coming from. We have to know what we're doing. And if things get in the glitch, you know, they start to glitch a little bit, we kind of freak out. And the more times that this happens, the more stress that we're under. And that's where, you know, some of our anxiety lays. You know, I've been told that I don't have an S tattooed on my chest for Superman, or in my case, it'd be Super Shirley, you know, which is kind of sad because, you know, it might look good, but the point is I can't handle everything and you can't handle everything. Think of that. You know, some more of these things that you can do no matter what part or how that anxiety. Now, some people interlink anxiety and stress as the same thing. They can be, or they maybe aren't. So that, you know, I look at anxiety and stress. It starts as stress to me and then moves on to anxiety. But things that you can do for you. We're allowed to get out of the house. I realize that we are social distancing, which is a good thing. I realize that we're wearing masks. It's annoying, but it's what we do. And it will eventually become what we do. But, you know, you are allowed to go out and getting vitamin D, the sun, is the most healthy thing, one of the most healthy things that you can do. You know, take some water with you, take a walk. You know what I think about listening to music or books on tape, but definitely music when you go out. That's where I get my inspiration. So, you know, I have my radio playing, my music playing on my phone with my headphones on. And just feel it. you know, pay attention, but, you know, just let the music take you over. You know how I feel. Just dance it like nobody's paying attention. Because guess what? Nobody's really paying attention. And then if you're wearing a mask, who's going to know? You know, especially if you're walking in a different neighborhood or you're standing in line to get into a store. Come on, dance it. Yeah, because it makes you happy. Dancing makes everybody happy. Whatever music you're listening to, you know, put on, you know, your jam, your driving jam, your walking jam, come up with a new jam, you know, of just songs that put that pep to your step. Does not matter what type of music it is. Doesn't. Really doesn't. You know, technically, you can dance to any music. Might look a little awkward, but you can definitely do it. You know, this is ways to make you relax. You know, just kind of walk and dance up to the line. And while you're waiting, yeah, don't worry about everybody else. Worry about you. And by worry about you, that means take care of you. And as far as, you know, people talking about mental health, I am in no way telling you to go onto social media and tell everybody that you're dealing with mental anxiety or stress or anything like that. This is personal. It's personal. It's private. If you choose to open up to people about that, that is your choice, which is why I said that, you know, if you were going to pick a friend, pick very cautiously. But yeah, don't ever feel like just because I say the more we talk about mental health and the more we get it out to where people are talking about it, the better it will be. Because mental health is something that is both, you know, it works on male and female and in between. I mean, it's one of those things that we kind of can't avoid. But we can make it easier, which, you know. So, yeah, I'm definitely not telling people to go and tell the world. Now, if you feel like it and you have the confidence and you don't mind that everybody on social media knows, go for it. And especially if you're, you know, you have some authority or celebrity, it helps for people to know that, you know, they look up to you. So if somebody's looking at that celebrity or authority and they say, man, this is just affecting the way I feel, you can go, wow, if they feel that way, it's okay for me to feel this way. So I'm saying that if you've got any authority, celebrity, whatever, you're not obligated to, you know, tell the world. But you have more influence than you may think. So it's just kind of something to think about. Yeah, because I would never, you know, never want somebody to give themselves more anxiety and mental stress by telling the world. You don't need that. What you need is to make yourself feel better. And you're thinking, well, I feel a little more like this, but not quite as much as this. So maybe that's a good time to contact, you know, a mental health person. And I know for a fact, because I have looked them all up, that in every state and most big cities and even some small cities, there are people you can talk to. If you're part of the LGBTQIA plus community, then, you know, there are a lot of centers around that have great mental health options, you know, that they can help you out with, that are really inexpensive. You know, there are free places you can call. There are county places you can call. And, you know, some of these free places are your way of getting that help. You know, don't be too proud that you have to ask for help. And it is the hardest thing to do, is to ask for help. Who wants to admit that they need help? I do. You do. Millions of other people do. And there are places for you to find that help. If, even if you just, you know, need somebody to talk to. Sometimes we, you know, some people have been in quarantine with their families for months. For those of us that do not live with our families for months, that have not lived with their families for months, I am grateful. Because if I lived with my family this whole quarantine time, wow, I cannot imagine the stress. I am lucky because there's just two of us here and our animals. But yeah, if I can totally understand where you would need to talk to somebody that's not living with you. You know, I heard that they're making, I think it's 988, you know, a new number that you can call as opposed to 911. Now, if you're in a medical emergency and you feel like, you know, suicide, if you feel that way, if you just feel so low that you don't know how you're going to get out of it, that is severe, and please call 911. They will find you help. If you don't need that much, there are free places you can go, like the county help. You know, a lot of psychologists and psychiatrists and hypnotherapists are, you know, charging less sometimes. Sometimes they're not, but, you know, check around. Like I see people online. You don't even have to go in. How great is that? You can talk to somebody and never break quarantine. I love it when people tell me that the only quiet place that they can do a session is in their car. It's like, okay. Actually found somebody online today that makes little trays for your steering wheel. So if you're parked somewhere and, you know, you have to do work, you have an automatic little tray table there to put your computer on or your lunch or whatever. I may start working on those for my online clients. That way they can sit out in their cars and not have to deal with, you know, kids yelling, dogs barking, whatever. I just love this idea because that way you're not holding a laptop or whatever, you know, on your lap. I realize they're called laptops. Does not work great. I know I just kind of went off on that, didn't I? The other thing is, you know, along with that superhuman feeling and that lack of control, you know, you don't get to try to convince yourself that it's no big deal. That is probably the number one thing that we do to ourselves. We go, you know what? It's no big deal. It's no big deal. You know what? If it matters to you, it's a big deal. If it's bothering you, it's a big deal. these things that you're going through, if it matters to you, it's a big deal. And you're worth taking care of it. You know, we're all just one step at a time. It's okay. You know, we're here as a group. We're here for each other. You know, the other good thing to do while we're going through this bit of anxiety, check on your friends, especially the extroverts, those people that are the life of the party, those people that as soon as they start, party started. You know who your extrovert friends are. Okay, so these extrovert friends that are always the life of the party, well, you're in quarantine. So if you're an introvert and you love the fact that we're stuck inside and not doing those other things, then you're at an advantage. Whereas, you know, check on those extrovert friends because they're really having a lot of anxiety and stress. You know, they're used to being around people. You know, that's their whole hustle, being around people. And I love to do this. And, you know, those of us that are used to being around people all the time, guess what? You know, we're kind of handling it like, where are all my people? Where are my people? So, you know, check in on those. Check in on your extroverted friends. Just no big deal. Just say, you know what? I was just calling to see how you were doing. Family members. Definitely. If you have family members that live alone or are maybe in a stressful relationship, always check on them. You know, it can be by phone, Zoom, whatever. You know, check in. Go, you know what? I was thinking about you. Just wanted to let you know. We're still here for you. That's important. As important as knowing that mentally you're not alone, it's also good to know that personally you're not alone. You know, call those people. Call your family, your aunts, cousins, people that, you know, you haven't heard from in a while. Set up a movie night. Set up a dinner night. You can all log in, see how everybody's doing. Group meeting. It's one of those things that, you know, will help with everybody's anxiety. You get to check in, make sure everybody's doing okay. You get to laugh because we all laugh and do weird stuff at family dinners. You know, think of all that you can do. So, you know, yeah, take care of those people that you know. Take care of those people because those are the ones, you know, that are handling things not quite as well as other people. If somebody was struggling before this, they may be struggling harder now. So, you know, quick phone calls, quick text message, email, whatever you need to do. Just make your list of people. I'm a list person. So make your list of people who you think you need to check in on. And then as you call them or contact them, check it off and write down what day did I check in with them. If they haven't responded back to you in 3 days, maybe, do it again. You know, family is family. And whether it's family you're born with or the family you make, we check in on our family. So, you know, you are doing a good thing when you are checking in on people. So like I stated, you know, I do work with kids online or people online, and it is just as effective. You know, we can help you just as well online as we can, you know, face to face. A lot of other medical people are just doing telehealth, which is technically what this is. Everything is confidential, and of course, a a total safe zone. If you like this and you know that, you know, somebody might need a little extra, I do a midweek mindfulness that usually comes out on Wednesdays. I add this to my copies of this particular show and put them on YouTube, my Hypno Fairy Godmother Show YouTube channel, which you can also download. And like I said, send to a friend that might just want to know what's going on. Always take note of your mental health first. You know, that's important. It's to take care of you before you can take care of somebody else. If you have any questions, any concerns, you know, you might want to send me an email. I don't know. Give me some ideas for the show. Think that what you have to say or your point of view, you know, might be somebody that I want to talk to. You know, hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com. It's pretty easy to find Hypno Fairy Godmother all over, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all these places that I can come to you. But the easiest place to find, you know, past shows, the midweek mindfulness, or to help to support the show is, you know, hypnofairygodmother, you know, at yahoo.com. or the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show here on Facebook. I will always post these shows on Facebook for you. So you can find them in case you need to get a little nugget out of it. You know, which is, I think that's kind of cool. You know, LA Talk Radio also has these shows, both audio and they have the audio version also available. If you can't remember Hypno Fairy Godmother, you can remember that. Here where I'm at in Southern California, it is a beautiful day outside. So I think that maybe we should spend, you know, a little bit of time getting out there, getting some fresh air, peek your head out the window, drive home with the window down, get a little of that vitamin D and fresh air. It's perfect. If you're in a place where it may not be so good outside, stay warm. Always stay safe with your mask on. You know, I need all the friends on here that I can get and all the listeners. And I don't want anybody dropping off because they weren't careful. That would be so rude. Yes, I did tell you that that would be rude. So, you know, thanks for tuning in today. Tell all your friends about me. Sponsor me if you'd like to. Know that you can find this again on my YouTube channel. So, you know, tell all your friends and your family. And I will see you next week. You know, same fairy channel, same fairy scene. Here for you. Yeah, I will always be here for you. You know, that's what the little heart is. That's what the little always there for you. So I hope that I will see you next week. Actually, I know I will see you next week. So have a good time and good night. Goodbye. Good everything.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.